We can count on flu season to come around every year, and vaccines protect us every year. But how does that fit into a COVID-19 world? Today, we will unpack everything you need to know about getting your flu vaccine during the COVID pandemic with Dr. Rayana Jamali, Director of Pharmacy and Medication Safety Officer at Flushing Hospital Medical Center. This is Flushing Hospital Med Talk, a podcast sponsored by Flushing Hospital Medical Center. I'm Amanda Wild. Dr. Jamali, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Jamali, when is flu season? I don't see it on my calendar. When does flu season typically begin and end?
Well, the flu season really is detected year-round in the United States, but most commonly it is seen during the fall and the winter. For most people, the rise in the flu season is normally seen during the month of October, but it can peak between December and February. So it's always best to get your first dose of the flu vaccine sometime between September or October. But again, you have the entire season to go in terms of getting that vaccine.
Well, you just led me to my next question, which is, when is the best time to get the flu vaccine, which you just mentioned? Does the timing of when you get it affect how effective it will be?
Yes, it is very important because you do want the immunity to last the entire season. So it's best to get it a little bit later. Even though the vaccines, you'll hear it being available towards the end of August, it's best to get it around October so that the immunity lasts the entire season and takes you all the way into spring.
Sounds great. Now, we are saying it about the flu vaccine. Is there one kind that is it, or are there different types of flu vaccines?
Yes, there are different types of flu vaccines, and it all depends on the age group that's getting the flu vaccine. So for this season, there is the standard dose flu shot that does contain eggs in it. So it's important to remember that if you have an egg allergy, the standard dose flu shot may not work for you. But it starts as low as 6 months of age, and then you can go up to the adult age. There is another iteration, which is called the cell-based flu shot, and this may be better for those people that have the egg allergy because it is made egg-free. But it has a different technology. It is based on cell culture growth, so that's just the difference between the standard dose and the cell-based. And it also starts at 6 months of age, and it goes up till adult age. And then there is a recombinant flu shot, which is also an egg-free solution for those that have egg allergies, and this starts at 18 years of age. There is a high dose, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, but it is for the seniors. So it's 65 years and older because it has more immunity in it. And then the last choice that is available is a spray, so it's like a flu mist. And that may be ideal, especially for children sometimes who may have difficulty taking the vaccine. And this is really ideal for 2 years up to 49 years of age. But there are some people that cannot take the flu mist because of certain conditions like pregnancy or immunocompromised or other medical conditions.
Would you say all of these vaccines are equal in their effectiveness?
They are equal in their effectiveness. The only difference would be is the high-dose Fluzone, which does have four times the amount of antigen in it. And for this season, it has been recommended by the CDC for people 65 years and older.
And why wouldn't we give that high dose to a younger age group?
It's not approved by the FDA.
Well, now we're talking about getting the flu vaccine and who can get it and what the choices are. But now, as I mentioned, we're in this COVID-19 world. Has the COVID pandemic affected how people view the flu vaccine?
Yes. So it's important. There is some confusion out there that as long as people have the COVID vaccine, that they do not need the flu vaccine. But that's just a myth. The flu virus and the COVID-19 virus, they're two different viruses. So you do need protection against each one of those viruses. So the flu shot provides immunity that protects against something called influenza, and the COVID-19 vaccine provides protection against COVID-19 viruses. So it is important that you take both these vaccines to achieve immunity and to stay healthy.
So those are just two different things. And COVID vaccine will not protect you against the flu, as I know that piece of information does go around. But we're dispelling that now.
Yes, They're two different viruses. And the other important thing to remember is that the flu vaccine is important because the flu viruses change every season. So this is why we need immunity every year. So some people think that, okay, I took it last season, why do I need it this season? Unfortunately, there is mutation, and so there are different iteration of the virus. And the vaccine is designed specifically based on research in terms of the type of virus that will show up this season.
Oh, so what is developing or has developed over the previous few months?
Yes.
So how long does that last? If you're vaccinated against the flu for that season, you're saying, of course, you have to get a shot the next season, but the shot of the previous season, will that still last against the previous season's viruses?
Yes. So it's not 100%, but it will give you immunity and protection so that you don't end up having a serious illness or end up having hospitalization. Like I said, if you get vaccinated around October, the beginning of the season, it will provide you immunity all the way into spring and even early summer. And then the development of the new vaccine happens, and that becomes available again early fall so that you can get protection the following season. But the peak of the viruses happens in the fall. So that's where you really want to make sure that you get vaccinated around that time.
And speaking of timing, is it safe to get the flu shot, the flu vaccine, the same time as a COVID vaccine or a COVID booster?
Actually, it's not only safe, but it's actually recommended because you end up saving time and money. Because if you set up an appointment with your healthcare provider and you're taking time off from work or from school, it is better to kind of get both the shots at the same time. Some people do prefer getting it in different arms because there is soreness after getting these vaccines, so you may want to get it in different arms. You will get some side effects from the vaccine, so that's something for you to watch out. And then if you do have a history of allergies or anaphylaxis from just any injectable drugs, then in that case, you may want to speak to an allergist and look at the recommendations that the allergist provides to you. But other than that, it's actually safe to get both vaccines at the same time.
And what if you currently have or recently had COVID? Does that affect when you get the flu vaccine? Can you still get it?
Okay, let's say you do have COVID as we speak right now. It's recommended to wait. The reason behind it is not that the flu vaccine would not be effective or that there would be adverse side effects to it. The reason being is that you are at that point infectious. So you don't want to expose other folks around you to COVID-19. So it's recommended that you kind of wait it out, make sure that you're asymptomatic, you don't have those symptoms anymore, and then get the flu vaccine. So that's the only reason that you should wait out. But if you've had COVID-19 recently and you've recovered from it, then there is no harm in getting a flu vaccine.
So the only time you wait really is to protect others.
Yes.
Now, you have dispelled a couple myths already. The primary one being the flu shot and the COVID shot are two different vaccines for two different things, and they don't affect each other in terms of efficacy. Can you take this last opportunity to dispel any other misconceptions or myths about the flu vaccine?
Yes. So there is a myth out there with certain folks thinking that once they get the flu vaccine, that they will get a flu illness from it. And that's not the case. What happens usually is that right around the time that you're getting the flu vaccine, you may have gotten exposed to somebody with flu, and then you get the flu vaccine, and then you end up having symptoms of the flu illness. So it's only because the timing of it was so near to the time that you got the flu vaccine. But you do not get flu from the flu vaccine. What is in the vaccine are inactivated. These are already killed viruses, which will not end up giving you the flu illness. So that's something that people need to understand, because a lot of people, after getting the flu vaccine, if they do get the flu illness, if it's right away, it's because they got exposed very close to the time that they got the flu vaccine.
So no relationship there.
No relationship there, because these are killed viruses. They will not give you the flu illness. The other myth that is out there is that as a side effect, you may get high fever after you get the flu vaccine, or if you do get a flu during the season, folks feel that they need an antibiotic. An antibiotic in this case will not work. If you're dealing with a viral infection, antibiotics only kill bacteria. So it is important to kind of keep that in mind, that taking unnecessary antibiotics may actually lead to resistance. But if you do have a illness for a very long period of time, you should go to your doctor and get it checked out, because there may be an underlying bacterial infection that your doctor can then diagnose.
Yes, of course. If something goes on, we should always contact our doctor. But normally, you should not have those kinds of reactions to the flu vaccine.
Yes, it usually is a minor, like a headache or a sore throat or just soreness in the arm. That's all that is. But if you do end up getting the flu itself and you have a high fever from it, it's best to just take a anti-fever medication. If it lingers for some time, then you should go see your doctor, because there might be an underlying bacterial infection. But you shouldn't really go on to any antibiotics right away, because the antibiotics are only going to work towards a bacterial infection and not viral.
Which is, again, nothing to do with the flu.
Yes.
So it sounds like a small price to pay to get vaccinated for a lot of protection. Dr. Jamali, thank you for sharing your time and your expertise today.
Thank you.
To speak with a pharmacist at Flushing Hospital, please call 718-353-3. For more information about the services Flushing Hospital offers, visit our website at flushinghospital.org/podcasts. All content of this podcast is intended for general information purposes only and is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Please consult a medical professional before adopting any of the suggestions discussed on this podcast. This has been Flushing Hospital Med Talk. I'm Amanda Wild. Be well.